This morning we gather for our Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service for the month of March. It's our custom during the Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial to begin with the chanting of the Jusege all together with one another. The Jusege is a profoundly meaningful section of one of our sutras, and I think particularly meaningful to us as we reflect on the lives of our loved ones. So I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading one of the passages, one of the verses of the Jusege. 本日は Jusege のお勤めで今日の3月の正月法要を始まったんですけれども、Jusege の一部をいただいてから、この現代語訳のところをいただいてから始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。For the sake of all beings, I will open the treasure store and give away universally its treasure of virtues. Among the multitudes of beings, I will always preach the Dharma with a lion's roar. 人々のためにすべての教えを解き明かし、広く功徳の宝を与えよう。常に人々の中にあって、獅子が吠えるように教えを問う。と、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。Morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。We're gathered here to remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore in this month of March. March is also the month in which we observe our Ohigan service. Ohigan meaning the other shore. And so as we reflect on the journey of these loved ones who've passed over to the other shore, as well as our own continuing journey to the other shore of the Buddha's enlightenment, We observe this Ohigan and service. We'll be having our Ohigan next month. And so this time of year is a time that's customarily in the Buddhist tradition set aside for Buddhist practice and study. We practice the teaching particularly of the six paramitas. The word paramita translated into Chinese is Tohigan, to arrive at the other shore. And so the six paramitas are six Buddhist virtues that are expressed in the life of one who has arrived at the other shore. Tohigan というのは、3月にお彼岸のお参りがあるんですけど、こういう他の岸に届くという意味ですね。で、その他の岸に届いた人たち、悟りの世界に届いた人たちは、この六パラミツと六つの優れたところが人生の中に描かれていますね。So, those six virtues, the six virtues of the, those who have passed over to the other shore are generosity, upright living, patience, hard work, concentration, and wisdom.六パラミツというのは、お布施。布施というのは、人に優しくしてあげる。与えるものと、ことを与えるということですね。そして、実戒。正しい生活の仕方を行う。次は、こういうニンニク。ガーリックじゃないですよ。ニンニクというのは、こういう忍耐。心の、忍び耐えるという心ですね。そして、精進。正しい方向に、力を尽くして歩もうという、することですね。そして、禅定。心の一つのところ、二つの終点に、終点に集中するということですね。そして、知恵が六パラミツとなるんですね。In the Mahayana Buddhist tradition, the tradition of the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, the custom is to put in this list dana, the practice of generosity comes first. Ofuse, 物事を与える。 というのは一番最初に来るんですね。This practice of generosity is one of the most basic Buddhist practices in which our lives are transformed from self-centered living to concern for others.
不正というのは自分の自己中心的な生き方から展開して人々に優しくしてあげる、心を配るような生き方になるというのはお不正ですね。
Those who live in the Nembutsu, as the loved ones we remember today, lived guided by the Buddha Dharma, lived in the Nembutsu, they often express this practice of generosity in astounding and sometimes unexpected ways.
まあ、この念仏の中に生きている人々がこういうお布施のお心が意外な素晴らしい現れがありますね。
When I was a first year minister, I received a gift from the Bishop of the Buddhist Churches of America. He gifted me with a wonderful opportunity of supervising 4 temples at one time. So I was based in Oxnard, California, just about an hour up the coast from Los Angeles. My regular assignment was also to look after Santa Barbara, which is another 40 minutes or so up the coast. And the bishop gave me the opportunity to also supervise Buddhist temples in Guadalupe and San Luis Obispo. So during that time, I was the sole BCA minister for Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, and San Luis Obispo County, roughly half of the California coast. But it was really wonderful to go up there and to spend time in that central coast area, which was, it's a little different from Oxnard as you go up the coast, a little bit different feel. And one of the things that you see there is different kind of agriculture. Oxnard, of course, is famous for its strawberries and its you know, lettuce and kind of salad bowl crops. As you go up the coast, you begin to see more and more beef cattle, right? Those big black cows that you see as you're driving through San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. And so I always try to enjoy the local delicacies. And as, you know, a minister, you know, while keeping in mind the gratitude for all life that we as Buddhists show, also enjoyed some really good Santa Maria style barbecue when I was up in that area. そして、こういう、私が1年目開教師になってた、開教師の時には、4つのお寺を、まあ、担当することになって、まあ、こういう配属されたところは、赴任されたところはオクスナードというところで、サンタバーブラと一緒に、また、短期にサンルイス・ビスポとガドルペに、そういう担当することになって、こういう、まあ、サンタマリアの、この周辺の、まあ、美味しいステーキを、命の感謝をしながら美味しくいただきました。ということですね。 And, I remember one time with my parents came out to visit from Minnesota, and I thought, you know, I would like to take them out to my favorite local restaurant. It's a place that sadly is closed now. It's called Alex Barbecue. It was kind of north of Arroyo Grande, is a place called Shell Beach. But we were took my parents there to this restaurant, and my parents hadn't had beef ribs before. We grew up in Minnesota, but beef ribs are not a sort of common thing that people eat for some reason. And so you really feel like a caveman when you have this giant beef rib. As you're eating it, very delicious, enjoying a big meal, lots of different ribs and barbecue, and had a really nice time with my parents. At the time, my wife and our older son was at the time about 1 year old. So if you've ever been out to eat with a 1 year old, the meal just takes forever, right? Because you're constantly having to take turns eating with passing the baby around while you're trying to eat your dinner. And so during the course of this very long and drawn out dinner, one of the members of the San Luis Obispo Temple happened to come into the restaurant. And, as they came in, they noticed us and they came over and said hello and chatted with my parents for a little bit. And we had the opportunity to get to know them a little. And then they went back and sat down to have their own meal. And they came and went in the time that we had our meal.
そして私が一回両親と、まあ、長男が1歳の時に食事を外食にして、そのサンルイスビスポの方の美味しいバーベキューのお店を連れて行って、で、そこで、食べながら、やっぱり1歳児の時に一緒に食べたら時間が非常にかかりますね。交代交代赤ちゃんを抱いて。そして、まあ、ゆっくり食べることになって。で、サンルイスビスポのメンバーが、お寺のご門徒さんが、その間にお店に入って挨拶、私たちと挨拶して、しばらく話して、全部の食事を食べ終えて、帰って、私たちまだ帰ってなかったですね。So, we finally finished our meal, and we asked for, the bill, and the bill came back, and my father was surprised. He said, I'm sorry, there must be some mistake. This bill is only $3.そして、こういう勘定をもらって、ビルをもらって、3ドルと書いてて、これおかしいなと、多分間違ったと、そのレストランの人に。So he said to our waiter, he said, I'm sorry, I think there's a mistake here. There's just, this bill is far too low. We had this big meal. Said, oh, actually, those people at that table paid your bill before they left.
This bill is for the one drink you ordered after they left.
そして、そこにあったご門徒さんが、そこで払ってくれた。で帰ったんですね。
彼らが帰ってからあなたが一つの飲み物を頼んだから、それがこの感情で
帰ったんですね。So they just disappeared, right? And this is a kind of expression of the Buddhist practice of ofuse. They didn't come over and say, "Ah, this one's on me," right? They didn't make a big show of it. Tremendous generosity. We had a big meal, but they didn't make a big show of it. They just very quietly practice this generosity with no hope of receiving praise or receiving something in return. そしてこういう払って、まあ、おごっていただいたことは、そういう私たちが、これは私がおごりますとか、そういう一切言わずに、さっと帰ったんですね。それはもう本当に申し訳ない気持ちで、でも、これはお布施ですね。自分が褒めることを期待して、じゃなくて、こういうところにあげるんですね。So in the Nembutsu, people who live in the Nembutsu, I think have this remarkable way of practicing generosity. I think those we remember today, you can surely think of something that they did for you, which there was no way for you to repair. Something unexpected. Something they did with no expectation of receiving something in return. This is particularly true of parents and grandparents. There's no way that we can repay our debt of gratitude to our parents and grandparents and so many of our close friends in our lives. まあこういう私たちにのために尽くした本日忍ぶ方々はこういう恩返しいくらしてもなかなかして尽くすことができないんですね。特にまあおじいちゃんばあちゃんご両親親への恩はいくらしても返せないんですね。からその時はそういう感謝を表すことが大切ですね。So those times when there's no way that we can repay the debt of gratitude that we feel, we simply must express that gratitude. And that's why we gather here today for these Shōtsuki Memorial Services. それはこの Shōtsuki Hōyō の一つの大切なことですね。There's stories in our tradition of a very unusual person of the Nembutsu. His name was Genza. You might have heard of Genza-san. He was called a Myōkonin, a marvelous person of the Nembutsu. Genza-san という Myōkonin の方が Nembutsu の中にありますね。And Genza had a very unusual way of living. Genza-san は本当に一味違う人間でしたね。There was at one time Genza's wife had told him, go out to the field and harvest some of our sweet potatoes. Harvest some of our potatoes and bring them home so that we can have them for our dinner tonight. This was going to be their main food for their dinner. It's going to be these sweet potatoes. そして、まあ、現在の奥さんが、じゃあこの畑に行って芋を取ってちょうだい。これはその夜の晩ご飯になるものですね。芋が晩ご飯になる。
So this is late at night, wife is cooking, it's kind of dark, and so Genza goes out to his field while his wife is cooking. It's dark, but he kind of sees someone
there in his field. They're bent over, and as he draws closer, he sees there's someone digging up the sweet potatoes from his field. で、源座さんが畑に行ったら、まあ夜ですから、奥さんが晩ご飯を作っている間から夜ですから、その畑に行ったら、誰かがこの芋を掘って盗むしている人ですね。So he sees this person, obviously stealing his sweet potatoes. What does he do? そして源座さんはどうするんですね。He confront them, hey, thief, stop! そして、泥棒とか大叫びじゃなくて、さとかですね。Genza sees this, he just turns around and goes back home. And when he gets home, his wife looks at him, where are the sweet potatoes? 芋は？あ、わしの番じゃない。ねえ、と言って。He says, it's not my turn. 私の順番じゃないですね、今日は。Yeah? So it's his field, right? There's no turn. まあ、Genza さんの畑ですから、この順番は本当にないんですけど。こういう心広さ、私のというもの、ね、私のというものがないですね。So、Genza has this broad expanse of heart. It doesn't have this idea of, this is mine. That person is digging up those potatoes. They must really need them. その人が私の意味を、私の芋を盗むなら、じゃあその人は本当に、本当に必要でしょうという心ですね。This incredible generosity, not just the generosity of giving something, but the generosity of heart to not be angry, not to be accusatory, but to practice compassion in surprising situations, right? You know, they didn't get to have a good dinner that night, right? But that was not Genza's priority.
して、まあ、その晩はごちそうになってないんですね。でも、この素晴らしいお布施、というのは物をあげるのだけじゃなくて、その優しい心もあげる。
In the teaching of the Buddha, it said that there are seven kinds of generosity that one doesn't need material goods to practice.
仏様の教えの中では、この七つのお布施の種類が財産がなくてもできるものあるということですね。
It said the gift ofKind eyes.
そして、まあ、目のお布施、現世、優しい目。Right?
The gift of a peaceful and joyful facial expression.
和言悦直せ。というのは、優しい顔。優しい顔。ですね。
The gift of kind words.
言辞せ、優しいお言葉。ですね。
The gift of a helpful and respectful body.
姿勢、人のために。ものをしてあげるという心ですね。
The gift of a generous heart.
神聖、ね。心広く物事を与えるという心ですね。
The gift of a comfortable seat.
正座性。居心地のいい椅子とか座るところ。ここに行ってもいいよという優しさですね。
And the gift of welcoming hospitality.
傍者性。私の家に。入ってもいい。私の畑を使ってもいい。ね。そういう広いことは、ね、なかなかできないんですね。
It's very difficult to practice this kind of generosity. And we wonder, how was Genza able to do this?
Genza さんはどういうふうにこういう心広い、優しい方になったんですね。
Said that Genza was an incredibly hardworking farmer, but he also was very dedicated to listening to the Dharma and to hearing the Nembutsu teaching.
Genza さんは一生懸命畑で働いてた農民でしたけど、それと一生懸命仏様の御教えを聴聞する門信の仏様の教えを聞いて信じる人ですね。
There's a famous story of Genza where he was hauling wood down from the mountain, hauling down firewood from the mountain, and it said he was very strong.He was so strong that he would load up his ox with 3 bushels of firewood. So like, you know, carrying big logs because it's solid wood, right? Bundled together. And he would carry them down. Then he would carry another 2 bushels down by himself.
Genza-san は非常に力強くて、まずその牛にいっぱいの
こういう焚き木を乗せて、で、そして自分の手一杯で、また焚き木を持って家に帰るんですね。そんなに自分の力のあったものですね。
So he knew that his body was strong and he was able to work hard. He once, looking down at his set hands, expressed his deep gratitude to his parents.
親にもらったこの手が、ね、強いですね。いくら使っても鈍くならないんですね。他の農民の道具が使ったらまた壊れたり鈍くなって使えなくなるんですけど、手は一生涯使って使えなくなることはないですね。
Said that once he was looking at his hands and he said, "These wonderful hands I've received from my parents. I have to use sickles and other farm tools. I have to sharpen them regularly. But these hands I've used my whole life, never had to sharpen them once."
ね。この力強い現在がある日家に帰るとき、最後に本当に疲れて、自分はやっぱりこの持って帰る力がなくて、でもこの焚き木もいりますから、最後の一セットをこの牛に乗せたそうですね。で、この牛が重たいから、おーと言いながらまた歩き出したんですね。
So it said that one day, as Genza was returning from a hard day of work, he was too tired to carry his bundles down. And he felt that I need these bundles. So with deep gratitude to his ox, he then placed his bundles on the ox and said the ox groaned, but then began walking. And at this moment, Genza, filled with gratitude, realized that this was the way of his life, to let go of the burden and entrust to Amida Buddha. And that same way in which the heavy burden of the wood placed on the ox was released from his body, that in entrusting his heart and mind to the Buddha, his whole life became light and relieved, like that man who would be able to walk down the mountain freely.
そしてこの牛に焚き木を乗すときに同じように体が軽くなるけど、その自分の人生を阿弥陀如来に任せたら心も軽くなって、これは信心の念仏の喜び。私が往生に、お浄土に往生することは全部阿弥陀様に任せたら心も軽くなりますね。
So Genza is a wonderful example for us of how in receiving great generosity and living in gratitude, we learn to practice generosity, right? So that's what we do here at the Shotsuki, recognizing and feeling gratitude for these loved ones. Then we also feel gratitude for the Buddha's compassion at work in our lives. And that is what inspires us too to practice this kind of remarkable generosity. But never quite feeling that it's at that level of what we've received.
して、まあ、お念仏というのはこういういただきながら感謝で、それから不正の心が生まれていくんですけど、やはり私ができることがほんの少しのものしか過ぎないんですね。
The great gift we receive is the compassion and wisdom of the Buddha in the 念仏。
本当に大きなお布施は私たちが仏様からいただくお念仏のことですね。
This is expressed in the Jusege, these words I read at the beginning of my talk. The Buddha's intention to open forth and freely give the virtues of his teachings.
仏様が Jusege と説くように広く仏様の御教えをみんなに与えようという心があるんですね。
So in conclusion, I invite you to join me in Gassho. Let us together express our gratitude in the 念仏。
Gassho と念仏で終わり。
お願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏